Russia plans to invade the United States with missiles. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 26, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
The sky is opening up, and I seem to be looking at a body of water. I'm standing over on a hill and looking out, and to my shock, I see something coming out of the water. Oh, it's a submarine. It's a submarine. Now, as I said that, it seemed to dive down very fast into the sea. Now, Jesus is pointing over, and I'm looking at the skyline of New York. As you're coming in from Long Island, I'm looking at the skyline. And there, just in front of it, is that submarine. Now, it's diving, and it's going about. I don't know where it's heading, but it's very deep. But I know that this submarine is off the New York skyline, the New York side of the United States. Now, Jesus is going like this, and the scene is fading away. It's disintegrating, just like it was made of smoke. And the sky has returned to its closed state of darkness. And Jesus is now telling me to look down. I'm looking down, and it appears to be a subway station. But there's no one. I know I recognize tracks going into a tunnel. There's no one about in this tunnel. I seem to feel that it has been discarded as a major network for the trains. Now, Our Lady and Jesus now are standing at my side. I'm standing with them on the platform, and Jesus says, "Look, my child, what is coming in?" And there on the tracks, it's made of wheels. There's a carting, some type of a carting, train-like board. And on this, I know it's a bomb, a very large bomb. And it has a point, like a V-shape, upside down, pointed type of nozzle or whatever you'd call it. I don't know the mechanics of bombs or anything, but I know it's a bomb. And then Jesus touched his lips. He said, "Warhead, a warhead." It's an underground tunnel that's not being used for transporting the passengers at this time. It's been abandoned. But it has made, said Jesus, an ideal parking place for a major destructive force that man has created, a missile. My child and my children, there is one fact that must be brought forward to all mankind. I know that many have tried to make up for the void that the bishops of your country and the world have created when they will not go about and consecrate the major offender in this world now, Russia, will not consecrate Russia to both the Immaculate Hearts. My son and I, we wish to save you from this destruction. And there is only one way that you can. That's through penance and prayer. Your future, which is coming to a point of what you call the end of an era, your future is upon you. The United States of America shall not escape this time. The punishments and the desolation of the nation that has gone now throughout the world with Russia as the main force for this evil. Man was created to live peacefully. Man was created to know his God and in this manner to have a world that is not a paradise, but one in which man could live in peace and security. But now all of the leaders of the world run about and they say it is peace, it is security. Their words are like two prongs from the mouth. They say those words, but then they turn their backs and they are busy getting ready for a major invasion of the United States and Canada. Yes, my child, all who read and listen to the message must know that there is a plan now for Russia, a plan against the United States and Canada. Your nation and Canada are surrounded.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. There is an extraordinary new film for the 21st century about the unstoppable power of Eucharistic adoration. Its title is The Power of His Presence. Pope John Paul II, Francis Cardinal George in Chicago, Mother Teresa, priests and lay people around the world testify how prayer before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament has dramatically transformed their lives and how it can renew the world and bring about a second Pentecost. Pastors who have initiated Eucharistic adoration programs report how adoration has rejuvenated their parish life, increasing mass attendance, confessions, and religious vocations. It is a highly informative and dramatic film about this vital and truly important method of prayer. This extraordinary video, The Power of His Presence, costs $15 and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video is The Power of His Presence for $15 plus $4 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. The more humble and patient, pure and kind we are, the greater depth of our union with Jesus in Holy Communion. And the more intimate we become with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, the more the fire of divine love will inflame our heart, illuminate our mind, and cleanse the sins from our soul, exciting us to greater strides in imitating Him. With each conscious reception of Holy Communion, we are led from darkness to light, from mediocrity to perfection, as the lifeblood of Christ and the fruits accompanying it are applied to us to the extent we open ourselves to His grace. His Sacred Heart can become the heart of our heart, His soul the soul of our soul, so that when we speak, it will be Christ. When we listen, it will be Christ. When we love, it will be Christ. When we pray, it will be Christ. And with St. Paul, we too can say, I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me. These Last Days is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, The Third Secret of Fatima, and much more. Be sure to tell your friends about it. To go to www.bayside.org. Here is an email I received the other day from the internet website. It reads, Dear Sir or Madam, thank you so much for the directives on your site. It must really be the most useful site I ever came upon. Having only read about 7 directives so far, I was amazed and will continue reading. I am a student, 14 years old, in Ireland, and only recently began becoming a good Catholic again. At the moment, I am involved in the student council in my Catholic school, and in parens he says, it now bears almost no Catholic ethics. And he goes on, and I am trying to do what I can to try and make it really a Catholic school. I will be in contact again with you. Yours in Christ and our Mother, Brandon. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on March 26, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is pointing over towards Cuba. I see a whole map of the United States, and Jesus is pointing to Cuba. One offender, he says, one offender among many, stockpiling all manner of destruction for another, their brothers and their sisters. This is permitted, my child and my children, for one reason. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Many warnings have been given to mankind, minor chastisements, and they go about like their ears are deafened, their eyes are blind, and they cannot see what is fast coming upon them. You must pray for all of the heads of states. You must pray for the teachers who have been fast defiling the innocence of young children. This aura of modernism, pacifism, pacifying the enemy, for what? The enemy has come into your country, the United States, while you were asleep. They do not seek to take over by human methods of men. They have taken over by coming through the back door while your leaders were asleep, or their spirits had flown and they were ripe for the infiltration of Satan. My child, the last time we spoke to you, we told you that there was a far greater message to be given to mankind. This is the message, that Russia plans to invade the United States with missiles. There is much that you don't know, my poor children, or perhaps some think it best that you don't know what is happening within your governments. Many of the newspapers and other means of relaying this to you have been silenced. But I, as your mother, beg intercession through Jesus to the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost to spare you these terrible punishments. If there is a need for more victim souls, let them be satisfied to know that they have been warned. My child, I know this has been a complete shock to you, but this message must go throughout the world. Awaken those who sleep before it is too late. My child, you will take now 3 photographs, but not one word must be said of these photographs. You may look at them, but speak not of their content.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on March 26, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have Mrs. Ann Ferguson, Veronica's former secretary and close personal friends, with testimonies of cures at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from the state of Washington. To Our Lady's workers, Jesus and Mary have answered many of my prayers and petitions. At this time, I only want to express to them my humble thanks. My brother had a brain tumor, and it was successfully removed. It was also benign. Thank you, Jesus and Mary, for this great miracle. The doctors didn't give him much hope of surviving, but he did. And we now thank now through the mercy of God and the power of Jesus and Mary, and through prayer, he is fine, and that is signed, and that's all. That's the end of that one. Now, the next one, party here is from Massachusetts, to Our Lady of the Roses. This testimony comes to you with such great joy and thanks due to 2 great miracles in our family by Our Lady of the Roses. I had recently attended the vigil of Queenship of Mary. The following evening, my 16-year-old daughter had a complete and immediate cure from insomnia, which she had for 8 years. Without medication, she could not sleep at all. And that night, she said, "I will not take any medication." And she went to bed. She said the next morning, with the biggest smile on her face, "I slept so good last night, all through the night." And she has been that way ever since, feeling so perky, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. Also, as a direct result of Our Lady of the Roses, my 73-year-old father is cured from a life of a battle with alcoholism. And I must add, that is a miracle within a miracle, that his life has been spared also by Our Lady, because his doctor told him 2 days before the trip to Bayside, his liver could become cancerous due to all the drinking. It had not penetrated my father's mind until the morning after the vigil, when he woke up and he saw the light. Our Lady penetrated his mind, and he finally realized what he was doing to himself and his family. There is nothing Our Lady of the Roses wouldn't do for her children than that is signed. Now I have another party here, and this party is from the state of Washington. I had kidney stones, a kidney infection, and a large tumor on my kidney. While the local hospital here took care of the stones and infection, they couldn't cure the tumor. They sent me to the University of Washington Hospital. I had x-rays showing a very large tumor, half again the size of my kidney. The next time, I held a rose petal, which you sent me, and said many rosaries, praying to Our Lady. I also had many friends and relatives praying for me for a cure. Then when I went again for the x-rays, the tumor was completely gone. I want to thank you for making this miracle possible. I can't tell you how much it has strengthened my faith and the faith of all my family and friends. Then that is signed. Now I have another party here from California. My testimony of my conversion, all due to Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, New York. 8 years ago, I married a Jew by a justice of the peace, even though he said he would marry in the church. I was not attending Mass and had been living a very evil life. After his death, I went to visit my son in Dallas. It was a Sunday morning, and I was reading the newspaper. There was a full-page advertisement telling of Our Lady's appearance at Bayside, New York. I was immediately interested and sent for the information. In the meantime, I continue in my sins. For some reason, I started attending Sunday Mass. When the message started to arrive from Bayside, I eagerly read them and realized how I was offending God. And if I should die, I would spend all eternity in hell. I immediately went to confession to a very traditional priest. I explained to him how I had married outside the church, and I had to take all my documents to him. He graciously forgave me, and I was absolved from my sins. Now I never want to offend our Lord and our Holy Mother again. I've changed my whole life overnight. I never thought I would ever be able to go to Bayside, but a means has been provided to me, and I have been there 5 times. I have seen the sun spinning. I feel my conversion was a miracle. I read the Bible every day. I no longer wear men's clothing. I have never been happier in my whole life than what I am now, and it's all through Our Lady of the Roses. Then that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Here's an article on adoration at Notre Dame University in Indiana. The power of silent prayer before Jesus Christ, really present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is what seems to get the children of Mary and their friends in Christ most excited about their college experience in Indiana. Some students who have made adoration part of their lives knew little or nothing about it until recently. In fact, some admitted they didn't come to Notre Dame to spend extra time in prayer. Those faithful to the devotion now say that they are slowly becoming transformed by it, even making time in the middle of the night, which once would have seemed unthinkable sacrifice, doesn't seem like imposition to them now. It's kind of easy, said Senior Kenneth, who, when you make prayer the central activity of your day. He is in the chapel every Tuesday from 2 to 2:30 a.m. and again from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Now when I go home to New Jersey, I try to find churches where they have adoration. He's majoring in economics and theology and hopes to become a teacher following the footsteps of his parents and older brother. We'll have more on this next week. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.